Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm. Everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm delighted to be here with you and have you listening to my show. And of course, we're talking about prosperity and we're talking about success. That's what's going on with the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. And each week we're taking a different chapter. And if you would like to follow along with us and get a copy of the Angel First Aid book, you can do that by calling 800-323-1790 if you're in the States, or going to the website theangellady.net. And if you're international listening overseas, then you may want to go to amazon.com and ask for Angel First Aid RX for Success by Sue Storm. Okay, well, the first thing I want to do is I want to give out the numbers because I love getting your calls. That's what makes this show good, because I'm here for you and to teach you and to help you and to show you how you can connect with your angels. So here we go. If you are in the States, your number is 888-268-4313, and I'll say that again, 888-268-4313. And if you're overseas, the number to call is 281-419-7697. So the international number is 281-419-7697. Now, today's chapter is called Understanding, and we're going to talk about all the things that go into understanding. The angel of understanding is called Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. She's the angel of understanding. The other angel specialists that go with understanding, and which one of us can say that they've had enough understanding in their life? Because that's one of the things where people just, they're too busy with their lives, or they're too busy with this or that, or things are going on that are difficult to understand. So it's hard for us to always feel that we are being understood. So this is where we want to start. We want to start with the archangel that goes with understanding, and that archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And what I can tell you about Uriel is that he is a lesser-known archangel, and one that is just incredibly gifted, because he inspires spirituality and enlightenment and encourages prosperity. So he's actually the only archangel that works with money and prosperity. And, of course, the angel definition, if you haven't been listening to the other shows, the angel definition of prosperity is everything that makes life worth living. So that's not just money. It's health and happiness and joy and wonderful relationships. And you're prosperous if everything in your life is in balance and you are financially as well secure, as well as being happy and content. And doing a fulfilling job. If you're not doing in a fulfilling career, then you don't have your prosperity yet, even if you're making a lot of money at what you're doing. Okay, so the other angels are Blake, the angel of comfort, Christopher, the angel of opportunity, Eileen, the angel of happiness, Florence, the angel of compassion, and Jonathan, the angel of business. That's half the angels that we have, and later on in the show we'll talk about the other half. So I want to read the consultation, and that is by Valerie, of course, our angel of understanding. Genuine prosperity is achieved through following the path that leads to a more meaningful way of living. This greater spiritual knowledge evolves from insight and awareness. Contentment ultimately comes from the search for enlightenment and the realization of one's divine purpose. And a little bit later, we can talk more about that. We've talked about divine purpose, life's path, you know, what are you here to do? We talked about that in this series, but we can talk more about it a little later in the program. So again, I want to give out the numbers so you can call if you'd like. And when you call, you can ask any question that you want of the angels. You can get information on things that you've wondered about your entire life. So if you want to have direct contact with the angels, and you want to find out your angel names, get an affirmation for success, or ask any type of question, the number to call is 888-268-4313. And if you want to call from an international place, it's 281-419-7697. Okay. The first thing we want to do is we want to go to an email. And this email is from Anne. And she says, "Good morning, Sue. I'm interested in finding out about my angels. I believe that they were with me last summer a great deal. I would like to know how to communicate with them more and know their names. I think one of them is called Katrina, but I am not sure. I have a great deal going on in my life, working two jobs and trying to keep help two of my children. One of them is in college, and the other one, it recently just got a job. Can you give me some insight? Thank you so much for your time. Fondest regards, Anne." Well, let's start out with Anne's angels. Anne, I'm glad you emailed me. I'm even happier that you're listening to our program. And the angels for you are Sarah, the angel of harmony, Peter, who's the angel of good health, and your archangel is Gabriel, and that's the angel of prosperity and communication and the arts. I think prosperity goes with Uriel, so you obviously have two, because when I say things that I don't always mean, it's because the angels are telling me things that I have to inquire about. They know more than I do. And thank you so much, Anne, for your email. And I hope those of you who would like to email me and have me answer your questions on the next program next week, my email address is suestorm@earthlink.net. That's suestorm@earthlink.net. And if you'd like to visit my website, you can visit theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. Okay, let's go on now and talk about the other angels that go with understanding. We talked about Jonathan, the angel of business, and Nicole, the angel of negotiations. Now, certainly negotiations go in business. Good business is a part of good negotiation. And then Robert, the angel of balance, Sarah, the angel of harmony, Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and certainly good fortune is a part of all of our lives, and Ursula, who's the angel of alignment. Now that's interesting. Talk about alignment. Think about alignment. Alignment is when every part is working well. When everything is aligned, it's all in order. It's all in the flow. It's all working well. So Ursula is the angel of alignment. One of the remedies in the understanding chapter is called voicemail. And just think about this. If you had the ability to call up your angels and leave them a voicemail and have them respond to you, wouldn't that be fun and easy? So the voicemail remedy is successful executives seek sage advice from other people to become top performers. Fortunately, angelic guidance is just a quick phone call away. Leave a voicemail for Jonathan, who's the angel of business. Imagine him dialing his imagine you dialing his number and listening to his greeting that has soft harp music playing in the background. After the beep, then you explain your situation. What do you need to know? What do you want Jonathan to help you with? How do you want him to respond? And the next day, after you go to bed, the next day when you wake up, you will get a response. And the way the remedy ends is, rest assured, he'll get back to you. So if you contact Jonathan, the angel of business, you can use a voicemail and get him to respond. Let's go to another email. All right. This email is from Irene, and she was saying, I was sent a book of yours last Christmas as a present. You personally signed it and wrote that my angels were Michael, Serena, and Peter. I could not find in your book or on your website how you determine which angels belong with an individual person. Is it by their name or by their birth date? I have enjoyed your book tremendously and have recommended it to several of my friends. Thank you in advance for your response. Okay, well, here is my response. What happens is, since I had a near-death experience as a child, I've been able to hear, see, and feel the presence of angels. And Archangel Michael is consistently and constantly in communication with me. So Archangel Michael will talk to me, and he knows who you are. It's not only by your name, that just kind of clues us, but he knows who you are, and he knows who your angels are. So he just tells me what to say. So when I give you the names of Michael, Serena, and Peter, and by the way, Michael is the top archangel, Serena is the top guardian angel, and Peter is the angel of health, so you've got wonderful angels in your presence. And these are the angels that he tells me. So it doesn't go on your birth date. And if there's three or four other people named Irene, they still will have different angels. Your angels are basically chosen for your life's purpose. Are you meant to be creative? Are you meant to be an inventor? Are you supposed to be a psychologist? Do you need, are you in the stock market, or is that what you're meant to do? Whatever it is, those are the angels that you will have with you. So a clue to your life's purpose is the names of your angels. And we've talked about that, before, that, your life's purpose has a lot to do with what you're here to do and who your angels are. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the affirmations. I have had such success with these affirmations. People are calling me just to ask me the names of their angels and their affirmations, and occasionally just ask for their affirmations. So the ones for understanding in the understanding chapter are, I am whole and complete. And I'll repeat that again, because affirmations, of course, are something that you keep repeating so that you get the desired results. I am whole and complete. The second one is, I have happiness every day. Every day, in every way, I have happiness. I am sensitive and intuitive. That's really important, because if you can boast that you are sensitive and intuitive and really feel it, your angels will be much more attuned to you and your energy. I have found enlightenment. And oh my gosh, if we could all of us find enlightenment, wouldn't the world be a better place? I am truly appreciating life. I am truly appreciating life. Well, if you're looking for understanding in your life and you are appreciating life, you have a better chance of getting that understanding. Now let's talk about the key words for the chapter. And I love these key words. The key words are honesty, spirituality, and balance. I'm going to repeat those again so that you get them. Honesty, spirituality, and balance. Balance is perfection and everything being harmonious. Spirituality is your belief system is pure and perfect and loving. And honesty, of course, is the pursuit of truth, not only within yourself, but being in pursuit of what is important to you as well as to other people.
I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
Okay, we're back again and ready to go. Now, I want to give out the numbers, because certainly this show is for you, and not only just to teach you about success and prosperity, but to answer your questions. So my number, if you'd like to reach me at BBS Radio, is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And if you're international and calling in with your question, and we love to hear from you, it's 281-419-7697. 281-419-7697. And I'll go through the information again. If you'd like to get a copy of the Angel First Aid book so that you can follow along with me, especially the RX for Success, you can call me in the States at 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net, or the books are available on Amazon.com if you're international and you'd like to get a copy of the book. Okay. Next thing we're going to do is take another email. This email is from Jacob, and he says, "Hello, my name is Jacob. Can you tell me the name of my angels, and what is the name of the angel for financial security?" Whoa, that's a big one. Okay, Jacob, you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity, and they tell me you're a very creative person, that you're creative with your mind, body, and soul. And then you have William, the angel of peace, and he's the angel for joy and harmony. And your angel for success actually is Philip, the angel of employment. He doesn't come up very often, but you have Philip, the angel of employment. And as far as financial security and the name of that angel, it's Jeremiah. Jeremiah. J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H is the angel of financial security. And what he does is he builds a solid foundation for material growth. And can't beat that. Great angel shake on his robes and say, come on, Jeremiah, let's go. So I hope that answers your question, Jacob. And if you have anything else and you or someone listening would like to email me, it's SueStorm@earthlink.net. SueStorm@earthlink.net. Okay, now let's go to another one of the remedies. It's called Bridge to Success. And here we go. Happiness is paramount when pursuing a satisfying career. Employ this technique to approach life in a positive manner.